need more good men, we need God. Those seeds of good and evil has produced a massive crop. All of us like Adam will have to make a choice. Will it be good deeds or will we heed God's voice? The tree of life will bind us to the cross. That tree of good and evil won't change the fact you're lost. One depends on him to take us through, and one we're justified by things we do. We judge both good and evil by what we see. Don't be fooled, they're both from the same tree. So it's neither good nor bad that God will justify, but will it see the sun when he looks into your life? I look around and this is what I see. Religions boast of all their goodly deeds. What value is those good deeds if our nature hasn't changed? When you dodge the cross, then only flesh remains. Do you think because of goodness you were called? If that were true, then good deeds is what maintains us all. Why don't you just let go, quit depending on yourself? It's God that keeps the sin away, it's not our own goodness. In Revelation, John warns us with this word. Balaam says we can have God and yet still have the world. Jesus said to lose your life, then his life will be found. If there's nothing here to hold us, then we won't be earthly bound. We don't need role models to show us how to live. Jesus is the standard, the rest falls short of this. All the good the world's produced can't change a single soul, but one life that's been crucified changes everything that's known. Lord, I pray these words will feed your sheep, and that idol we call effort, let's cast beneath our feet. Teach us to believe the things that you have said of us, and let you do what you must do. We can rest in trust. We don't need more good men, we need God. We don't need more good men, we need God.